Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. This is our study to expose the lies of a liberal professor, Todd Green, in Luther College, as he was speaking in his seminar on the behalf of Northeast Iowa Peace and Justice Center and the Interfaith in Action groups. And today, my friends, we will look at the rest of his teaching concerning Bush and Rudy Giuliani and even Mr. Donald Trump and more. So without further ado, here he is, Professor Todd Green.
Bush himself at one point talked about Islamofascism. This is not language he used early on in his first administration, but by the second administration, he was investing in this more, even though it wasn't actually an immediate build-up to an election. But it's language that would start to stick in the Republican Party, and by 2008, you do have some Republican contenders, most notably Rudy Giuliani, who gets very invested in this language and starts calling out Democrats for not using language like radical Islamic terrorism, which now is you know, Donald Trump's one of his favorite things to do, right, is to talk about this language of radical Islamic terrorism. But that starts around 2005.
Yes, my friends, all this myth of Islamophobia began at around 2005. And who started that myth? It is George Bush himself. What did he do? Professor Green said at one point he talked about Islamofascism. This is the new language of the Republicans, the conservative, if it was Bush or Rudy Giuliani or Donald Trump. So where is the problem? It is in our conservative politicians, not in Islam whatsoever. My friends, let me repeat again to you today. Islam itself is the problem for the Muslims first and to the rest of the world. And the best way to prove this to you is just simply asking you, my dear audience, to read the Quran. Have you read the Quran? What are you waiting for? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And that professor here, Todd Green, he is doing exactly what any liberal or any Muslim will do in America to deceive those who have not yet educated themselves. There is no radical Muslims, but there are Muslim believers who practice the radicalism of the ideology of Islam, the teachings of Allah in the Quran, and the commands of Muhammad in the Hadith. That is the reality of what Islam is all about. Yes, Mr. George W. Bush did not use the words Islamofascism in the early days after September 11, but the more he learned about Islam, the more it fit perfectly to describe Islam, because that is Islam. And I remember Rudy Giuliani, when he made fun of the liberals who refused to use the word radical Muslims or extreme Muslims, which is reality. None of the liberals ever use these words because they are a bunch of liberals who are living with political correctness. Because they do not know too much about Islam. I myself will never use these words. Unless I add next to it, true Muslim believers are radical Muslims. True Muslim believers are extreme Muslims. Because if not, then you're going to help the Muslims to pretend to have two separate Muslim groups. One is the loving, peaceful, and the other is the radicals. And here I must repeat what I just said in our last broadcast, because I believe that is very important. If the American people continue to believe that there is radical Muslims and moderate Muslims, that means Muslims will continue to come to America, not only in the hundreds of thousands, but in the millions. Muslims will continue to run for offices. Muslims will win political victories all over the land, that is mayor, Congress, Senate, governor, or whatever office. After all, they will tell you, we are moderate Muslims, we're not radical Muslims. And when the Muslims will have enough people in the government and enough people in the country, that's when the true color of Islam will show up. And that's when we will face the reality that the Islam of Saudi Arabia is the same Islam of America. Because guess what? Both Muslims in Saudi Arabia and in America believe in the same God, Allah, believe in the same Quran, believe in the same Muhammad, eat the same food, wear the same clothes. They have the same ideology about everything about Islam. And that is where the problem exists. Finally, Professor Todd Green does not like Donald Trump because Donald Trump is using the same language. That is the language of Bush and Rudy Giuliani. A language does not know political correctness. As Professor Green said, and I quote, Donald Trump, one of his favorite things to do, right? Question mark, end quotation. And obviously here, Professor Todd Green is talking about how Mr. Donald Trump talks and acts concerning Muslims and Islam. Well, what I personally like about Mr. Donald Trump is that he's not only using rhetoric, but he is actually using action. For example, Mr. Trump used banning of Muslims to come to America from some Muslim countries, which is very dangerous because the Muslims who come from these specific Muslim countries do not have any ID, no paper whatsoever. So how in the world you vet someone to come to America if you do not even know what is his or her name or his or her age? And if you would like to know how liberals think or how liberals understood Mr. Bush and his administrative team about using this language of Islamophobia, the answer can be given to us in the following statement by Professor Green. So please listen carefully.
The reason for this, to some degree, is that the Bush administration is trying to resuscitate some support for the Iraq War, which was a difficult thing to do in 2005 into 2006. So trying to ratchet the language to make the case for why we need to be engaged in military action there.
Now, do you see, my friends, how liberals are backwards? Instead of we say, because we learned the truth about Islam, and that is the true nature of Islam, it is a savage cult, it is a cult which teaches violence and terrorism, that's why we went to war. No. The reason Mr. Bush and all those Republicans who came to exist after September 11, the reason they use this language, that Islam is radical, that the Muslims are extremist, and that we have a problem with Al-Qaeda or other Muslim jihadi organizations all over the world, is because they needed some support. They needed some support, in which was difficult to do, to go to war. It's like, if we can use this language, we can find a good reason for why we should go to war in Iraq and in Afghanistan. What a ridiculous opinion of that great professor who's teaching about Islamophobia. Forget about the 3,000 people who died on September 11. Forget about the hundreds of thousands of Christians who are crushed every day by the hand of the Muslims just recently all over the Muslim world or from the days of Muhammad until today. That means nothing to Professor Todd Green because he totally believes that Islam is love and Islam is peace. But here we go. Mr. Bush needed some support, needed some help to go to war in Iraq and Afghanistan. That's why he used this language to get the support he needed from the American people to go to war. First of all, one more time, Professor Todd Green, I was against the idea to go to war because we're fighting the wrong war. If you're going to war with the Muslim world because you are fighting the radicals, that means you're fighting the wrong disease. We're in war with Islam, not with the radicals. These radicals are just simply people who were sick with the cancer of Islam. Because trust me, the rest of the Muslim world can be in the same situation if we just let the cancer of Islam continue to grow in the Muslim world. And the proof is very simple. When Mr. Barack Hussein Obama did not do anything about ISIS, they moved from two simple countries, these are Iraq and Syria, to 28 countries. And I'm thankful to the Lord that we got Trump to end that war in short time by physically doing the real war. But I am still against it. You know why? Once again, because we're killing people simply because they're sick with the disease of Islam. No, let us fight Islam. Let us do it spiritually right. It is a spiritual warfare. It cannot be won with bullets and bombs, but it can only be won by education first. Educate the American people, like Professor Todd Green and the rest of the liberals in this land. Second, educate the Muslims who live in America. Thirdly, educate the rest of the Muslim in the world, because they are sick. And they need our love. They need our care. We need to take care of them. We don't go to hospital and the doctors find out that we're sick, so they start killing the sick people. No, they help them to get rid of the disease. And the disease we have here is Islam itself, Professor Green.
The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is excited to announce the creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstood Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arises from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. To order these new booklets, please visit thestraightway.org for more information.
And now, my friends, let us look together at another very important fact Professor Todd Green is sharing with his audience to prove that we do have in America a problem with Islamophobia. And that's not only for the Republican, but it is the Republican and Democrats alike. And that is what I call the greatest religious conspiracy theory about Mr. Barack Obama. So please listen carefully to Professor Todd Green.
In 2008, though, is when I think we see the first significant election that involves a lot of more overt Islamophobia, some of which I just referred to with the language that gets introduced about Islam and terrorism. But the more significant narrative, even in 2008, was the sort of a religious conspiracy theory that Barack Obama himself was a Muslim. And that actually emerged in both parties. This is not just the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, too, had a hand in this. There was a campaign worker for the Hillary Clinton campaign in 2007-8. Who had forwarded an email circulating this sort of conspiracy that Obama was a secret Muslim or a closet Muslim. That campaign worker was removed from the campaign initially, but it just goes to show this was a very contentious year in terms of the election on both sides, because both parties were having a primary. And some folks in both parties found some, you know, leverage here, some traction with this notion of Obama as a Muslim. We can go for a long time and maybe revisit this in the discussion about why that's significant, and just the very idea that that would be a bad thing, right, suggests Islamophobia as a way of slurring someone and calling them a Muslim, irrespective of what they actually are. Of course, Obama was a Christian.
Wow, what a mouthful of words. He actually is telling us about the biggest problem, but he will not even talk about it. He's just opened a bag of worms, but he will not be able to handle what comes out of that bag. Professor Todd Green is telling us that both parties, the Republican and Democrats, were guilty of spreading the rumors that Barack Hussein Obama is a Muslim. Because in fact, he's a Christian. Professor Todd Green, the Christian theologian, knows for sure that Obama is a Christian. And Professor Green is telling us that one of the campaign workers from the early Hillary Clinton campaign, that in 2007-2008, had forwarded some email to spread this conspiracy that Obama was a secret Muslim or a closet Muslim. And by the way, that person was fired. But Professor Green also said that the Republican also used that deal about Obama is a Muslim. And now, what is the problem with that? In his own words, Professor Todd Green said, we could go for a long time and maybe revisit the decision about why that is significant and the very idea that would be a bad suggestion as a way to slurring someone. You would call him a Muslim, irrespective of what they actually are. Of course, Obama was a Christian, and his quotation. My friends, I don't think liberal Christians in America understand what it is to be a Christian. And with all respect, if you are claiming to be a Christian and you do not know what it is to be a Christian, how in the world would you know if a person is a Muslim or not? Professor Todd Green does not understand what it is which makes a person a Christian. He actually believes that Muslims and Christians worship the same God. So he does not see any differences between being a Muslim or being a Christian. But more important than that, he, Professor Todd Green himself, does not understand what will make a person a Christian. Because trust me, the good evidence the liberals like Professor Todd Green have that Obama is a Christian is simply he was a member at Jeremiah Wright Church for 28 years. And if you are a member in some church, you automatically become a Christian. But wait a minute. Jeremiah Wright Church is not a church. That's not a Christian gathering. These are not a bunch of Christian believers who believe in the Bible. They believe that the Muslim jihadi Muammar Gaddafi is a good man. He is actually a friend of Jeremiah Wright himself. How about the leader of the Nation of Islam, Louis Farrakhan? He is also a good man. And both of Muammar Gaddafi and Louis Farrakhan are best friends of Jeremiah Wright. As a matter of fact, Jeremiah Wright allowed Louis Farrakhan to speak in Jeremiah Wright's church many times. But if you investigate what Jeremiah Wright's church believe, the black theology, you will find out these are not a group that should be allowed to practice their cult in America freely, because as it is illegal for Muslims to practice Islam fully in America, it is also illegal for Nation of Islam to practice their Islam in America, and it is also illegal for Jeremiah Wright to practice his black theology in America. Can you imagine if I'm teaching you that every white is evil and black is good? God is black. And Jesus was black. The devil is white. We must get rid of the white. We must kill the white. How do you like me to start a new church in America with these beliefs? That is a quick summary of what the people in Jeremiah Wright's church believe. Black theology. Study it. Do a little bit search about it. And the more you know about Jeremiah Wright's church, the more you know for sure that none of his members are Christian. And I don't care how many years Obama stayed in that church, 28 or 280 years, that does not make him a Christian. Like sitting in a garage for 10 years or 20 years will not make you a car. It is having a member of any church makes that member a Christian, even if it was a true conservative Christian church. Obama is not a Christian. As a matter of fact, we judge Obama by his own words from his own book. For Mr. Obama said, to further my work as a community organizer, I joined Jeremiah Wright's church. He did not say to further my knowledge of Jesus Christ, to further my love for Jesus Christ, to further my love to the Bible, to further my deep relationship with God, I became a member at Jeremiah Wright's church. No. He did not say any of that. Mr. Obama said, to further my work as a community organizer, I joined Jeremiah Wright Church. I'm sorry, that's not a reason why we call somebody a Christian. And by the way, when Sean Hannity and some other people in the media, in the conservative side, exposed the truth about that wicked church through the sermons of Jeremiah himself, Mr. Obama, who spent 28 years, and he used these 28 years being a member in that church to prove to America that he's a Christian. He said he only attended few services in this church, and he does not recall hearing Jeremiah Wright preach these sermons, the sermons of hate towards America and towards Israel and towards whites. So now we know for sure, ladies and gentlemen, that Mr. Barack Hussein Obama is not a Christian, because he never accepted Christ as Lord and Savior, because he never denounced Islam, because he never got baptized, because he never had a true testimony. I never heard it, neither from him nor any of the people around him who knows him. Now let's talk about how it is to be a Muslim. And I think these are going to be shocking news for Professor Todd Green and liberals alike. In Islam, to be a Muslim is one of two. First of all, to be born from a Muslim daddy. And as we have said in the past, I repeat again, Barack Hussein Obama's own handwriting is telling us that he sat between two tombs of his father and his grandfather's, and they both were Muslims. So if Barack is the son of Hussein, if is the son of Obama, we know for sure he's a Muslim. That is fact number one. You're a Muslim because you're born from a Muslim daddy. That's why in Sharia, a Muslim man can marry a Jewish, a Christian, or a Muslim lady. But a Muslim woman can only marry a Muslim man because the children follow the daddy in their religion. Fact number two, to become a Muslim is simply to say the Shahada in the Arabic language once in your life. So you open your mouth and you say, Ashhadu anna la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Even if you don't understand what you're saying, as thousands in the West have done. Or what you just said in English, I bear witness that there is no God except Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad is a messenger of Allah. Have you said that once in the Arabic language, you are a Muslim? Well, guess what? Mr. Barack Hussein Obama said that statement not few hundreds, but few thousands of times. Now, do we know for sure Obama is a Muslim? Yes. Do we know for sure Obama is not a Christian? Yes. And what Professor Todd Green told us in the end of his segment, he said, of course, Obama was a Christian. And by the way, just to use the word was a Christian theologically, that is a great evidence that he's not. Why? Because when you become a Christian, you are always a Christian. You don't lose your salvation biblically, theologically. Ladies and gentlemen, we get saved because we trust in Jesus. We get saved because Jesus died on the cross for our sins. We get saved because Jesus was buried and rose again on the third day. He paid the penalty of our sins. And when we trust in Him, we turn away from our evil ways and repent of our sins. And we believe in His death, burial, and resurrection on our behalf. That is how to be a Christian. And when you become a Christian, God Almighty said He will write your name in the book of life. And God Almighty said no one can take you away from His hand. That is how to be saved. Therefore, there is no such a thing as Obama was a Christian or you were a Christian. No, you're a Christian or you're not. And to continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this, "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.